The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are for informational purposes only and solely those of the podcast participants, contributors, and guests, and do not constitute an endorsement by or necessarily represent the views of The Hartford or its affiliates.
You're listening to the Small Biz Ahead podcast, brought to you by The Hartford.
Welcome back to Small Biz Ahead. This is Elizabeth Larkin. I'm here with Gene Marks, who's a small business owner.
Yes.
And he works from home.
Yes, I do work from home.
You're on the road, but you're also at home.
Yeah. So I travel for clients and then I work out of my home office. But then during the week, I'm also at clients, you know, locations a lot.
So we don't have a question today. Instead, I wanted to ask you a question about how you stay focused when you're working at home.
I've never had a problem doing that.
Now, we've kind of talked about this before. We talked about like your to-do list and... You know, some of the tools you use, but I wanted to just do a refresher on this because we have a lot of readers, a lot of listeners who are sole proprietors. Mm-hmm. They're working out of their homes and they have a really hard time with staying focused.
It's funny. I'll give you an example. And I think that this leads into like during the week as well. When the weekends come, Elizabeth, like when it's Friday, I like to shut down for the weekends, like to whatever. However, over the weekend, there are some things I usually need to do work-wise, whatever they may be. And that happens every weekend. I keep a list. I have a manual. I don't have it in front of me. It's in my bag. But like I have a composition book.
Do you feel weird that you don't have it with you right now?
No, I don't. But it's – well, now that you bring it up, I'm feeling a little
– Let me go get it.
But it's like an old-time composition book that we, you know, that you see. And I keep manual lists in there. And I'm like supposed to be a technologist, my technology firm. But I still like the manual list, whatever. But during – so I have an ongoing list. When the weekend comes – I have a bunch of things that just need to be done overall, but I'll put like a star next to like two or three things that's saying by the end of the weekend, I need to make sure I have these things done. Like that's just,
give us an example of what those things would be.
Well, some of them have to be like, I have a proposal that needs to be drafted or somebody sent me a project plan that needs to be, you know, I need to review it because the client project is going to begin, you know, shortly. Do you know what I mean? Maybe it's an employee evaluation. Right. Or maybe it's a my database. I need to update my database. I got in a list that I just bought. It's sort of a spreadsheet and I need to get that in and set the data up so that I can then start emailing people about those are the kinds of things, tasks, you know, and I'll say like, OK, listen, as I start the week, I need to get these things done by the end. And I try not to make it too much, but I do make it, you know, two, three, four things. And I'm pretty good at like, I go back to like carry that composition book around. And I'm very disciplined at saying, I'm going to get these done. And then that translates over into the week. So if you're working from home, right, and you know you're going to be in your office during the day, you should have every day just a cut. Don't overdo it for yourself. I get it. People then start making lists and they put 47 things on a list and you're automatically going to fail right before you even get started. Yeah. So you pick like just two or three things and say, listen, by the end of the day, I've got to make sure that I'm going to get these things done or else I'm going to be really, really annoyed with myself if I don't do this, you know?
So let's talk about your home office.
Mm-hmm.
So is it just a dedicated home office?
No, it's actually a den. I live in a two-bedroom apartment in Philly, so it's a guest room den with a fold-out sofa. And by the way, whereas like my wife originally was like, we should just have like a bed in there. I said, no, we can't do that. Like I need to have a sofa that folds out.
Because you would just be taking naps all day long?
I don't even know if I could be taking naps, but like there's the cycle. I don't want to be looking at a bed all day while I'm working. There's
Do you make your kids sleep on a pull-out sofa?
They do. It's a really good pull-out sofa, and they should be darn lucky that they got a roof over their heads and food in the refrigerator. Yep. Let's end it at that. But the sofa gets put out. And even when my kids are home and I'm working, we put the sofa away. This has got to operate. Usually, sometimes I do, sometimes I don't. It really kind of depends. But getting back to it, in the home office, so it's a professional looking room. I mean, it's comfortable, it's nice, it's cozy, but it's like still somewhat professional. Computer is in it with, you know, a printer, like a multi-purpose printer that also acts as a fax machine, believe it or not, because sometimes I know. You wouldn't believe I sometimes get like faxes like whatever.
I'm going to start faxing you.
Please don't. It drives me insane. We use e-fax as well. So most of that's kind of going away. But anyway, so the multi-function printer and the laptop, that's pretty much it. I mean, that's really it. So it's a very spare kind of place with minimal distractions in it.
And do you have a routine that you follow? Do you like bring a cup of coffee in and you're like, all right, I got to get down to business?
So everybody does that. And yeah, I guess I do. So like, you know, like I'll I get up every morning at 5 and I'll write until about 7. And that usually involves like a cup of coffee in the beginning. And then you can take a break. I mean, one of the beauties of working from home is that it doesn't have to be like a job, like you're at a cubicle. One of the greatest benefits is that you can get your work done at different times of the day. You just got to pick those times out that you think that you are most productive. And that's really important to remember. If you look at yourself and say, listen, I'm a night person, or I'm an early morning person, or I don't think anybody's an early afternoon person, you know, you right after lunch.
Yeah.
Everybody, you pick your times during the day where you know you're strongest.
Yep.
And you leave your work, like particularly when I mentioned at the beginning of this conversation, there's two or three things you want to get done. You leave it, say, during that productive time, I'm going to knock these things out then, because I know I'll be like super.
Now, what do you do with those little nagging things that you're like, oh, I just got to get this done before I can move on?
I prioritize. So I just, again, I've got the things I promised myself I was going to get done today, and everybody else takes a priority. This takes priority over everything else. The other thing else that I do during the day is I do block out my time. So I will say, okay, for the next hour, I'm going to respond to emails.
Okay.
Period. I don't care what calls are coming in. They can wait. They can all go to voicemail. I don't care what, you know, is going. I'm going to be doing emails this hour. Do you know what I mean?
I think that's actually your best technique from talking to you about this a lot. Like, you were really able to just focus on like, okay, this is what I'm doing at this point. A lot of people can't do that.
Yeah, people seem to like they get distracted very easily. And you have to just say to yourself, listen, if you choose this is what you're going to do for the next hour, nothing is really as important. Everything can wait. I've learned that everything, you know, can wait. The other thing is I also know you get to know yourself. So like if you finish, there are certain points of the day, like if you finish a call and you just kind of know, like, it's going to be hard for me to get focused back again after I finish this call. If you know that in advance, that's cool. Then you just know, okay, I'm not going to be able to do, you know, whatever. Yeah. So after this call, I'm going to go out and grab a cup of coffee and get my head back in order. Then I'm going to come back at 4 o'clock and I'm going to get this stuff done. Block out your day and stick to those blocks. And again, nothing is that important that it can't wait while you get your priority work done.
So did you used to have an office?
Yeah. So we had offices in Philly up until about 8 or 9 years ago.
And
I guess
you were just
now.
There by yourself.
Yeah, by myself. Yeah, we'd go there. Nobody would come in the office.
Did you use the same techniques then?
Yeah, sure. I've always been like very, very much able to.
So maybe you're not the best person to interview about this because you're like, I'm pretty good at this.
Yeah. You know, it's funny. I'll bring this up. Maybe I hope it's okay to bring this. Like I listen to like Howard Stern, and I remember he was complaining about like people that like sell books on weight loss. That they fluctuate. You know, they tend to be people that have gained like a ton of weight and then lost it and then gained it again and then whatever. And he was always like, and he would say it half, you know, jokingly and seriously, like, I would want to read a book about, you know, weight loss from like a thin person who's always been, you know, because they know, you know. So I'm telling you, like, I think I am a good person to ask these questions because I think I am productive. I'm pretty focused on what I do. So I can say, like, this is what I do as a focused person. I block out my time and I set certain goals, tasks that I want to get done.
Let's say it's like 5:30 in the morning. You've been sitting at your computer trying to write for half an hour and it's just not coming.
That never happens to me either.
Really?
No, that doesn't happen. I usually have a whole bunch of things to write about. You know, it saves and I can pick out anything and just start. But I will tell you one thing. There are some times where sometimes it's harder to write than others. And what I'll do is I will still write because
you're like, this is just garbage. So I'm going to have
to. So it's never totally garbage, but it's like, okay, sometimes, you know, sometimes you hit a single, sometimes you hit a home run. What can I tell you? You know, you're not going to write a masterpiece every time, but I'm going to get it out.
One thing you just said that I think would be a really good tip for a lot of people is don't wait until the morning to make your to-do list for the day.
Right.
Do it the night before.
Oh, that's a great
tip. So that you hit the ground running.
And I do that, for example, like we're recording this today is a Monday where we're recording this session. And so like on a Sunday night, I always go through my to-do list. So I hit the ground running like the night. I always have a to-do list ready. And then when the week ends, you know, by Friday, I'm making my to-do list for over the weekend and for the next week. It's always looking ahead with stuff to do. And I'm telling you, I find it very satisfying to go through a to-do list and cross items off. I think
it's so good.
It's like a really good feeling to do. So to-do lists, you know, block out your time. Don't overdo it to yourself. Pick out the times of days that you really feel like you're very productive and leverage them.
Yeah. Like, don't try to start something right after lunch. It's just not gonna
unless
happen.
You happen to be super productive right after lunch.
That's actually probably a good time to make calls. You get a little energy off talking to people.
Could be a good time to take a 30-minute nap. It depends on what you are. Again, if you're working from home, one of the greatest benefits is that you can choose your schedule. You don't have to sit there. I remember working when I worked at a job and for a company, and you know, I'm in like an office, and like I'm like, dude, I'm like not. I know you've been there. Everybody who works in a company is, and like that stinks. But what are you going to do? Because you can't just like get up and walk away. Everybody else is around. So one of the joys of working from home is take advantage of that.
Yeah. You know, and companies don't often have break rooms now, so you can't even go hide in the break room.
You can't, and then it just looks whatever. So there. By the way, one final thing. There is nothing wrong with taking a nap in the middle of the day if you work from home.
Do you do that?
Sometimes like 20 minutes, 30 minutes at most. I get re-energized by it. It's hard to get up from it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But within like a minute or two of getting up, you feel yourself better. And I don't think there's nothing wrong with that. So it's, you know, we are human beings with biological needs. So, you know, if your need is to take a nap, do it.
Okay. We'll be right back with Gene's word or words of brilliance.
This podcast is brought to you by The Hartford. When the unexpected strikes, The Hartford strikes back for over 1 million small business customers with property, liability, and workers' compensation insurance. Check out The Hartford Small Business Insurance at thehartford.com.
Okay, Gene, take it away with your words of brilliance.
Actually, it's one word, but it could be three words. I'm going to tell you what the
You're
word
cheating.
Is. The word is Nathan.
Like the hot dog?
No. Nathan for you.
Nathan, like the name?
Nathan for you. All right. If you're listening to this show and you want to learn about small business and you want to have a great time and laugh when you learn about small business, people say to me, what's my favorite TV show about small business? People are like, oh, Shark Tank or Gordon Ramsay's Kitchen Makeover or The Profit. None of those shows are. The best show about small business on television is on Comedy Central, and it's called Nathan for You. And I think it's in its fourth or fifth season now. And Elizabeth, it is the funniest, most educational show ever. They're 20 to 25 minutes in length. And here's what the show is. Nathan Fielder is like a young comedian, like a real nerdy guy from Canada, but he lives now in California. And every episode, he goes to a small business and he comes up with an idea to help them grow their business.
Really?
Except the ideas that he comes up with are hilarious. And the business owners they're not in on the joke. They don't know that it is like a joke. And a lot of the things that he comes up with makes national news because they're so outlandish. For example, did you ever hear a few years ago there was the dumb Starbucks thing? Did you ever hear about this?
No, I don't know.
Was national news where somebody had a coffee shop and instead of calling it Starbucks, they called it dumb Starbucks. And everything in the place was dumb. They had put dumb in words. And it attracted a whole bunch of attention and ultimately attracted a lawsuit from Starbucks.
God.
That was one of the ideas from his show, and nobody knew that it was, you know, it was a joke. What he does is he's a very quiet, reserved kind of guy, so funny. And what it teaches you, a few things about small, first of all, the marketing ideas are nuts, obviously, but it makes you feel good. He talks to real small business owners. These are not tech startups or genius, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
It's our audience. It's me. It's people going to work and battling for every customer. And it makes you feel a little validated, like just to the lengths that some small business owners will go to grow their business and find new customers.
Yeah.
It tells you that it's not easy running a small business. And you think to yourself, I can't believe that this guy is going to let this Nathan, you know, do this crazy scheme. But the reason why is because this guy has got an auto repair shop or he's got a restaurant and he's really, you know, one of Nathan Fu's episodes was the guy that plays Kramer on Seinfeld.
Yep.
The idea was to advertise for a restaurant. You ever see on the newspapers like or online, restaurants get attention when like a celebrity comes in and leaves a big tip on a check. So we came up with this whole thing. He hired an actor who pretended to be the guy from Seinfeld. And he came into this diner and they rehearsed the whole thing with the diner. And the guy would leave a tip, like a giant amount. And then it became news. And it was really, really funny the way they did it. So if you want to learn something about some marketing ideas, but you also want to feel validated as a small business owner and have a good time and laugh, Nathan for You is my Nathan three words of the day. Yes. Okay. Watch that show.
Okay, we're going to be back in a couple days, and we're going to be talking about the latest and greatest business technology.
Thanks for joining Elizabeth and Jean for another edition of the Small Biz Ahead podcast. For the latest on small business trends straight from the small business experts, visit the Hartford Small Biz Ahead. We've got articles, how-tos, and videos to help you run your business more efficiently. Check us out at smallbizahead.com.